Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
67 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka, 71 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And I will say once again, if you have never heard the Husker Du cover of Love Is All Around, it is totally worth your time. I was really hoping they would play it in that piece, but they didn't. Moving on, from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Coming up in just about 11 minutes, an update of news headlines. In our next half hour, we'll learn more about Kamala Harris's new memoir, tell you all about a verdict issued in the Ryan Ruth case, and a whole lot more. Stick around here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny. We'll hear some Rossini, his Figaro in Barbara of Seville, and Mozart, his Figaro in The Marriage of Figaro. Little mandolin, little trumpet as well. That's all coming up on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have Reveal. Cloudy skies tonight, a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms with lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms. Still cloudy, but it will break up a bit in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the lower 70s. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:20.
Into Poland.
This was an intentional violation of the European airspace, and here we see a clear pattern.
How does the clash between Russia and NATO allies look from the United Nations General Assembly? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
5 to 9 a.m. Join us for Morning Edition. We'll get your day started off with a quick recap of all the news from overnight and more. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 68 degrees in Atchison, 69 in Topeka. It's 6:30.
Hear what it will say. John Hamilton, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks finished lower across the board today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Democrats are calling on GOP lawmakers to hold public meetings before redrawing the state's congressional maps. Zane Irwin has more.
Those calls come as some Republican lawmakers want to gerrymander the Kansas congressional districts to help their party in the 2026 elections. But redistricting usually only happens every 10 years. Last time, lawmakers held listening sessions with constituents around the state. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and other Democrats say Republicans should hold public meetings this time, too, especially in the state's third congressional district. That's held by Democratic Representative Sharice Davids, who would likely be the target of redistricting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing social media platform Snapchat in a state court. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kobach is arguing that the app harms teens.
In the lawsuit, Kobach alleges that Snapchat uses deceptive practices that violate Kansas consumer protection laws. He alleges the social media company falsely claims it is safe for children, but is filled with mature content like nudity and drug use. The lawsuit also argues the app is designed to be addictive. The company has said that it is committed to creating a safe and positive place for young users. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A new report indicates that Kansas kids in the foster care system still face severe placement instability, despite some marginal improvements. Noah Taborda has more.
The annual report by the Center for the Study of Social Policy showed children who entered the Kansas foster care system in 2024 were moved at a lower rate than the year prior. However, the change is minimal, and the report also detailed a significant increase in the number of children sleeping in offices and the number of nights without a permanent place to stay. The report is a product of a lawsuit settled in 2021. Kansas Department for Children and Families officials say the state has met 8 of the 14 suit obligations, including improving access to timely mental health services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
We have a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows in the lower 60s, 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s. It's 6:35.
Support for NPR.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, actually 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, but tomorrow fits within those parameters. Join us, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many, many other frequencies all around the state, thanks to the contributions of listeners just like you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We still have a little more than 10 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you are joining us on KPR One stations at 7:01, you will hear news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR 2, up next is Reveal.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight with a low in the lower 60s. It is 66 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 7.
It's considered from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. From the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
How do NATO allies respond to a Russian incursion into the airspace of the NATO ally Estonia? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region. Matthew Algio is your local host. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
More programming, less fundraising. That's what we're going to try to do. Goal here at KPR. One way you can help is to make a pledge on Friday morning when you will be matched dollar for dollar by some generous KPR members. We are going to attempt to put an entire day's fundraising into 90 minutes. We can't do it without you. Friday morning, 7 to 8:30 a.m. on KPR. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump describes Russia as a paper tiger and says he now believes that Ukraine, with the help of Europe, can take back all of its territory. He met with Ukraine's president on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Trump says he thinks Russia's economy is in big trouble and Ukraine could win back its territory, in his words, in its original form. He made the comments in a social media post after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky told the UN Security Council that he and Trump talked about a few good ideas.
And we expect America's actions to push Russia toward peace. Moscow fears America and always pays attention to it.
Zelensky blasted Russian President Vladimir Putin for not coming to the United Nations and accused the Russian leader of prolonging the largest war in Europe since World War II. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
U.S. lawmakers visiting China are pushing for more engagement as well as the sale of Boeing airplanes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that due to political tensions, it's the first bipartisan delegation from the House of Representatives to visit China since 2019.
Representative Adam Smith said more dialogue is needed because right now the two countries are essentially talking past each other. Smith said U.S. and Chinese military planes and ships are coming too close to each other, and their militaries need to step up their dialogue. The delegation met with China's number two official, Premier Li Qiang, and Defense Minister Dong Jun. Boeing's sales to China have tanked amid the tensions, but U.S. Ambassador to Beijing David Perdue said negotiations for a major deal are in their final stages. President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are expected to meet next month on the sidelines of a regional summit in Gyeongju, South Korea. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Census data show that lot rents in manufactured homes are outpacing inflation, but some people can no longer afford to stay. From member station WUSF, Gabriella Paul reports.
Daniel Clearwater came from California to retire in a manufactured home park in Florida. He owns his home outright, but pays lot rent to lease the land underneath it. He says he expected the lot rent to go up some, but not this much.
It was like $450, and that was back in 2010. Well, now here we are, and we are actually paying, I just paid the bill, $840 for the lot rent.
This is part of a national trend. Census data show that median lot rents have jumped 45% in the last decade. And in some metros, lot rents are climbing faster than rents for single-family homes. For NPR News, I'm Gabriella Paul in Tampa.
U.S. stocks slipped today. The S&P 500 dipped 0.6%. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Eleanor the Great, a film directed by Scarlett Johansson starring June Squibb as a 94-year-old woman who tells a tale that begins to take on a life of its own in theaters starting Friday. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 23rd.
Neptune is one of the giants of the solar system, but it's so far away that it's tough to study. We know little about its interior, and much of what scientists think they know comes from lab experiments and computer models. Neptune is the Sun's most remote major planet, so although it's almost four times Earth's diameter, it's a tiny target for telescopes, and only one spacecraft has ever visited the planet, Voyager 2 in 1989. From those observations, along with those from telescopes on the ground and in space, scientists have developed a model of how Neptune is put together. It probably has a dense rocky core surrounded by an ocean of superheated water, ammonia, and methane. The pressure squeezes this layer so tightly that the compounds act like ice. Around that is a layer of hydrogen, which is topped by a methane-rich atmosphere. The methane absorbs red light, giving the planet a blue-green color. It'll be decades before another mission can approach Neptune. Until then, we'll have to rely on a lot more calculations to understand this remote giant. Neptune is at its best right now. It's in view all night and it's brightest for the year. Even so, you need a telescope to spot it. But you can easily spot its location. As night falls, look for Saturn, which looks like a bright star low in the east. Neptune is to the left of Saturn, by a bit more than a finger held at arm's length. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Happy Tuesday, all, from me, your host, Destiny on KPR, and Rossini, and his Barber of Seville, Figaro, with I Solisti Italiani. I have a fun hour of music of Figaro's, I do. If only Mozart's Figaro and Rossini's could
have done a show together back in the day, but alas, they are from two different time periods. So I thought it might be fun to play both Figaros for you. And I even have Franz Liszt's take on Mozart's Figaro. It's neat. I hope you like it. So to get us started, we are going to listen to Mozart's Marriage of Figaro Overture. It's about 5 minutes, and it features Bruno Weil conducting Tafelmusik, and then we will get into the romantic version by Franz Liszt, here on KPR.
Thank you.
Mozart's Marriage of Figaro Overture here on KPR with Bruno Weil and Toffel Musik. Delightful. Ooh, I cannot wait for you to hear Franz Liszt's take on it coming up. And I can't wait for you to hear what I have at the bottom of the hour. It's actually something that I am going to be playing not just on the radio, but on my violin on Live Day, Friday night, October 24th, KPR's Live Day. Don't miss it. You can come see me. I'm a real person. Live and in person. Free concert, Lawrence Public Library, Friday night, October 24th. Admission is free, but seating is actually limited. We had standing room only last year. It was awesome. Please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. And I hope you can join us because I'll have some spooky tunes, tales, and of course, bad jokes. Yes. Presented by Kansas Public Radio, Friday night, October 24th at 7. And support for this lovely classical music station on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. All right, I am excited for this. This is Franz Liszt's Fantasy on two of the motives that you just heard in Mozart's Marriage of Figaro Overture. I've got the great Jean-Yves Thibaudet playing for us. It's about 12 minutes. Enjoy on KPR.
Thank you.
Franz Liszt's Fantasy on Two Motifs from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. Yes. Super cool here on KPR. I hope you liked it. Jean-Yves Thibaudet. I love when more modern composers take some of the great olden composers and turn their gems into personalized rings. Sounds like I should read a promo spot for a jewelry shop right now, but I don't have one. In fact, I'm going to tell you about a different kind of gem. Classics by Request. It's the show where you pick the playlist. And I haven't told you yet this week how to make a request. The show is on Saturday, every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. And you essentially write in and tell me what you'd like to hear. And then I go on the search for it and I try to combine it all into a cohesive fun time for us. So here's how you make your request. Go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. You have to have the whole website address in there with a slash and then the name of the show, Classics by Request. Or you can just go to the website and search under the shows tab. But either way, we'll get you there. And there's a link you can click on that will take you to a form to fill out. You can remain anonymous if you would like, or you can say hello. I love hearing from all of you. It makes it fun. And I hope I will get to see many of you on October 24th for our scary, spooky Halloween concert. We are going to be playing something from this piano trio. Indeed, Shostakovich, his very spooky piano trio number 2. Beautiful, gorgeous, soulful, but spooky. I hope you enjoy it. It's with the Nash Ensemble, right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Shostakovich Piano Trio No. 2 by the Nash Ensemble here on KPR. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here. I've got some of the classics for you next hour. Haydn. Yes, indeed. It's going to be quite delightful. NPR News up next. Don't go anywhere on KPR.
On Morning Edition, we hear from people with all kinds of expertise.
Trey Ryder, Cornhole Analyst.
Lars Gottrich is our heavy metal expert at NPR Music, and he's...
KLCC's Brian Bull shadowed a hornet hunter.
Something about Love Island USA expert. So, Brittany, for those who have not seen Love Island...
Learn something new with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. And support for news on KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump bashed the United Nations as ineffective during a nearly hour-long speech to world leaders today. During the UN General Assembly, he bragged about American business deals and warned that other countries were going to hell because of their immigration policies.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential. But it's not even coming close to living up to that potential.
Trump is finding himself increasingly isolated at the UN, where there is a growing push to recognize a Palestinian state, most recently by the UK, France, and Canada. Trump said those efforts were a mistake. Ahead of the General Assembly, the U.S. Secret Service dismantled a massive hidden telecom network across the New York area. Investigators say it was a SIM card farm, and it could have crippled cell towers, jammed 911 calls, and flooded networks with chaos as world leaders arrived. The cache was packed with over 100,000 SIM cards. Iran's supreme leader has dismissed direct talks with the U.S. over his country's nuclear program, saying they would be a dead end. His comments come as Iranian officials meet with European leaders in a bid to avoid more sanctions over its nuclear program. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In a broad-ranging televised speech, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that it was not worth negotiating with the U.S., saying it had broken promises, killed senior Iranian officials, and bombed Iran's nuclear facilities. Khamenei said Iran would not surrender to pressure about uranium enrichment, and that Iran neither wanted nor had nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, senior Iranian officials met with diplomats from the E3, Germany, France, and the U.K., on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly, looking at options to prevent the reimposition of nuclear sanctions for violating the terms of the 2015 nuclear deal. Those sanctions are likely to resume this weekend. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
President Trump's warnings about Tylenol and autism has created confusion. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports pediatricians are trying to help patients understand the evidence.
There is no evidence that taking Tylenol while pregnant causes autism in children, which the FDA has acknowledged. Dr. Nicole Baldwin is a pediatrician who says Tylenol has been shown to be safe, and left untreated, high fevers can cause complications for the mother and the fetus.
We don't want parents to just tough it out. You know, we want moms to be treated.
Some studies have pointed to a link between autism and Tylenol, but these correlations could be a fluke or a coincidence. Baldwin says both shark bites and eating ice cream increase in summer, but that doesn't mean that one causes the other. She says correlation is very different from proving that something causes harm. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast. Available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. This is Kansas Public Radio.
What a way to blast into our 8 p.m. hour here on KPR. Ludwig Guttler on trumpet with the new Bach College and Max Pummer conducting Haydn's Trumpet Concerto, the third movement. Awesome. Awesome indeed. I hope you are all doing really well. I'm Destiny. Glad you are here with me. This is an hour of the classics, shall we say, and I could think of nothing better to fit that than, of course, Beethoven. But not what you might think. I'm excited for the little Beethoven twist. That'll be at around 8:45. But right now, we are going to listen to Mozart's Prague Symphony. It's a nice one. Franz Bruggen and the Orchestra of the 18th Century. It's about 35 minutes. It's right now on KPR, Mozart's Symphony No. 38, Prague.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's Prague Symphony here on KPR. I'm pretty sure I heard somebody say oof before it started. Let's take a quick listen. Do you think so? See, you hear that? That's drama. That's passion. That was the conductor getting the orchestra ready. That was probably Franz Bruggen with the orchestra of the 18th century. Mozart's Symphony No. 38. Fun. Playing an orchestra is fun. Speaking of playing an orchestra, guess what? Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony. They're kicking off their new season with Don Juan by Strauss on Saturday, September 27th. It'll also include a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org. And this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison. I am Destiny, the violinist, who also loves the mandolin. And wouldn't you know, I've got a version here of Beethoven's Andante with variations for piano and mandolin. Of course I do. I can't wait to listen to it. It's with Mayer on mandolin and Roman on piano. Enjoy on KPR.
Meyer on mandolin, Roman on piano, and Beethoven's Andante with variations for piano and mandolin here on KPR to close out our hour of evening classical. Thank you for being here with me, folks. It's always so much fun. I would love to meet many, many, many of you. I have met some of you, and it's super fun. There's another chance where you can come hear me play in person, live. It's going to be so fun. It's Halloween music. Oh, it's going to be great. So it's a part of our annual live day, Friday night, October 24th. The concert is free, but we would like you to RSVP because it fills up pretty quickly. I lead the event and tell you some spooky stories, a sequel to last year. I also play the violin. Yes. And I talk into a microphone. It's just an epic combination of everything that I do with some of my friends, and we have a really, really great time. So again, mark your calendar, Friday, October 24th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. It is free, but we'd love for you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org. All righty, NPR News up next, and then Jazz in the Night. Have a great night here on KPR. See you soon.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy...
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you love. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump says Ukraine can win back all territory it lost to Russia. That's a shift from earlier this year when he said Kyiv would have to make concessions to end the war. Trump made the comments after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Also during the gathering of world leaders, President Trump said he thinks NATO members should shoot down Russian aircraft. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Trump's comments came after Russia sent planes into NATO airspace over Romania and after a Russian drone attack on Poland, another NATO member. But when the president was asked if the U.S. would honor its NATO commitments and back up NATO allies if they shot down Russian planes, he was more equivocal, saying, quote, "Depends on the circumstance, but you know we're very strong towards NATO." The U.S. president put off a question about his so far fruitless discussions about the war in Ukraine with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Asked whether he still trusts Putin, Trump said, "I'll let you know about a month from now." Mara Liasson, NPR News.
In a Seattle courtroom today, lawyers for the Federal Trade Commission and Amazon made opening statements in a trial over the company's Prime membership service. Joshua McNichols of member station KUOW reports, Amazon is accused of tricking people into signing up for Prime and making it hard for them to cancel.
I'm standing outside the courtroom at 7th and Westlake in Seattle. On one corner is Amazon's headquarters. On the other is the federal courthouse. In the courtroom, FTC lawyer Jonathan Cohen used the phrase stop, drop, and roll to describe Amazon's allegedly weak attempts to improve transparency on its website. Amazon would temporarily stop using deceptive web pages, notice a drop in new Prime customers, and then roll back website improvements in order to keep accidental Prime signups coming in. Amazon's lawyer, Moez Kaba, argued its attempts to improve transparency demonstrate an obsession with customer satisfaction. For NPR News, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.
YouTube says it plans to reinstate some accounts that have been banned for spreading COVID-19 and election-related falsehoods. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
A letter from a Google lawyer to the House Judiciary Committee lays out the change. Those who were kicked off YouTube will soon have a way to come back.
Google says it has retired a number of rules that had cracked down on YouTube channels that pushed COVID and election misinformation. Among the accounts that have been banned under those rules, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who now runs Health and Human Services, and Dan Bongino, who is now the FBI's deputy director. Many social media companies are dismantling content rules that the Trump administration does not like. The Google lawyer wrote to the Judiciary Committee that YouTube values conservative voices on its platform. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
U.S. stocks slipped today. From Washington, this is NPR News. Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to television tonight after a suspension that triggered a national discussion about freedom of speech, but two groups of ABC affiliates say they won't air his return. Nexstar Media Group and Sinclair Broadcast Group control about a quarter of ABC stations. ABC suspended Kimmel's show last week after his comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Residents of Portugal's Azores island chain is keeping track of Hurricane Gabrielle as it moves northeast through the Atlantic. The islands are in the storm's projected path, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
Hurricane Gabrielle is moving through the Atlantic as a major hurricane. The storm strengthened Monday into a powerful Category 4 storm, kicking up large ocean swells in Bermuda and leading to warnings of life-threatening rip currents from North Carolina north to Canada's Atlantic coast. The National Hurricane Center in Miami expects Gabrielle to have weakened by the time it approaches the Azores on Thursday, but forecasters say the storm will still be a hurricane, making it the first to potentially make landfall on the Azores in years. A hurricane watch is in effect for all nine islands that make up the archipelago. Forecasters are warning of destructive waves and significant coastal flooding. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Shares of the toy retailer Build-A-Bear are up more than 60% since the start of the year. Most of the toy industry has been soft in recent years, but profits have soared for the company, which specializes in plush animals that consumers make in brick-and-mortar stores. Craft-oriented products have done well since the COVID-19 pandemic. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
pianist and composer Alan Broadbent, who's been on the scene in the U.S. since the mid-60s when he moved here from Australia. Threads of Time is his new album, his tune in honor of Clifford Brown, called Clifford Notes, to open KPR's Jazz in the Night. And he put together quite a good band down, Alan Broadbent at the piano, with Sam Dillon, sax, Scott Wenholt, trumpet, Eric Miller, the trombonist, Harvey S., Lucas Ebeling on bass and drums. We've got more new music up next from the Mike LeDonne Groover Quartet new 2-CD album, Turn It Up, although the piece we'll be hearing recorded some 20 years ago. And we've got music from the really fine debut album of young piano player Kaylin Cardolo. And on the way from the vinyl vault, the modern jazz quartet. Right now, Mike LeDonne's Groover Quartet. It's a 2-CD package, one recorded this last year at the Side Door, a cafe or jazz club in Connecticut. The other recorded some 20-plus years ago at the Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver. We're going to hear from that 2004 recording right now. The Victor Young tune, Delilah, organist Mike LeDonne's Groover Quartet on KPR.